coming carries risk you did not plan. Their leaving brings mercy from Ar-Rahman. Honoring the guest.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم Please recite after me الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Respected viewers of Madani Channel, we once again welcome you in our program, Honoring the Guest. In this program, we are trying to learn what are the blessings, benefits, virtues of hospitality. And how does Islam encourage this beautiful topic, especially on the day of Eid when we receive guests. This is very vital that we possess this quality so that we welcome them wholeheartedly, warmly. And we feed them, we look after them, and we please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Last week we discussed some of the virtues, excellences, fadail of hospitality. And today inshallah we'll try to learn etiquette of hospitality, some manners of hospitality. Be with us from beginning till end inshallah, so much knowledge on this very important topic we'll be learning. But before we proceed, towards our topic of the day. Let's make few good intentions. My Shaykh Tariqat, Amir of Ahl Sunnah, Hazrat Allama, Mawlana, Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadi, Hafizahullah, gives us this beautiful mindset. We should not forget to make good intentions. As I am delivering this program, I make this intention, I will deliver this for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You are watching, you can make this intention, you will watch from beginning till end, you will remember what you learn, act upon, and pass this knowledge on to others. Remember, you can easily multiply the amount of reward by adding as many intentions as possible. Ask your family members to come and sit in front of Madani Channel's TV screen and watch this program from beginning till end. If they come because of your invitation, whatever they learn, act upon, you will also be rewarded. Insha'Allah Azza wa Jal. Respect viewers, today we'll be talking about etiquettes of hospitality. Hospitality is a praiseworthy and righteous action. However, it is sad that firstly we do not do this by a steed with intention of gaining reward. Secondly, people do not follow the etiquettes of this good action. Sometimes when a guest arrives, it leads to various sins. We'll talk about that. But the point which we're discussing regarding niyyah is also important. People come, guests come, we feed them, we do so much hospitality. In other words, we cook foods. But if we do not possess this intention that why am I doing this act, we need to have those intentions. That I'm doing this for the pleasure of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. I'm doing this because it is a sunnah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I'm doing this because it earns the pleasure of Rabb Azza wa Jal. It is a cause of forgiveness for me. It brings blessings at home. It brings barakah at home. I'm being hospitable. Why? Because of this great act. Angels come at home. They praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and ask for my forgiveness. Why am I being hospitable? You need to add intention. Because barakah, blessing rushes to one's house when he extends hospitality. When you will have these intentions in mind, inshallah, in a sense that you will add more and more reward in your book of deeds, and in fact that the act which you are doing as a custom or tradition, that will turn into a good deed, hospitality, as a sunnah of Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, and it will be a rewarding act. Respective viewers, another important element which is ignored is that sometimes modern way of hospitality leads to certain sins. For example, not following the rules of properly veiling parda. People should observe veiling from maternal and paternal cousins and from the wives of maternal and paternal uncles. But usually this is ignored in this way sins are committed. You know, the families mixing and all that happens during the get-together. Similarly, sometimes the guest or the host ends up hurting each other's feelings. When families are sitting together and they start talking about the third, they start backbiting, they start tale-telling, they start gossiping. And in that kind of atmosphere, they commit many sins and they don't even realize. There are other situations where problems occur because of etiquettes of hosting guests are not followed. Sometimes even fights and arguments happen. Anyhow, it is a special feature of our Sharia that it does not only mention the virtues of pious deeds, but it also teaches the etiquettes and the best ways to perform that very deed. Therefore, we should learn some manners and etiquettes of hospitality. The very first point which I would like to discuss is how to respect a guest. Respecting your guest, honoring your guest, and it is also the name of this program. It is mentioned in a hadith, إِذَا جَاءَكُمُ الزَّائِرُ فَأَكْرِمُوهُ. When a visitor comes to you, honor them. So honoring, giving respect to your guest is very important. Because guests, they don't just need food. They're not just there to drink a cup of tea or a cold drink or hot drink or a meal. What they deserve is respect. You call someone, he comes to your house, you feed them very well and everything, but you hurt their feelings by any kind of taunting or any sentence or any words that you use or sentence, you talk ill about them or about their relatives, or any way, form or shape, you could understand what I'm saying. That means that you are not honoring your guest. They're not respecting your guest, which that guest requires and needs. Respect to Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam is a prophet and friend, Khalil of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is called Abu Dhaifan, meaning the father of guests. It is mentioned about Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam that he was very hospitable. It was his blessed habit that he would never eat alone. He would search for guests, search people that could come with him, sit and eat. When a guest came, he would eat with them. If a guest did not come, he would go out himself to find someone, bring the guest back and eat with them. This was the blessed habit of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam. Once some angels of Allah Almighty visited the home of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam in human form. Since they were in human form and were guests, Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam did not recognize them. What happened next? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states, فَرَاغَ إِلَىٰ أَهْلِهِ فَجَاءَ بِعِجْلٍ سَمِينٍ فَقَرَّبَهُ إِلَيْهِمْ. Then he went towards his family and brought a fattened, roasted calf. So he placed it near them. This means that when these angels arrived, they were in human form, so Ibrahim alayhi salam did not even recognize them. Despite this, he did not ask for their names or where they came from. He quickly made them sit in the house, went himself to slaughter a calf, had it cooked, and quickly brought it and placed it before the angels. This was the matchless hospitality of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam. From this event, scholars have identified several etiquettes of hosting guests. Scholars state that one etiquette shown here is that Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam did not even asked the angels for their names. From this, we learn that to display hospitality, it is not necessary for the guests to be someone we already know. If a stranger comes to our home, we should show them hospitality as well. In today's world, because situations are different, there may be security concerns. In that regard, we should be careful. However, it should be a part of our character that when someone comes to meet us, whether they are a relative, a friend, or a stranger, we must meet them in good way. Show excellent character and host them well. But as I earlier said, in this day and age, security concerns due to other reasons, you need to be very careful regarding strangers. But this generosity should not fade in our hearts. We should be generous. And we need to be hospitable whenever a guest comes to our house. The second etiquette is be quick in hosting. We learn from this very account of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, when a guest arrived at our home, we should be quick in hosting them. When the angels came as a guest in human form to the home of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, he acted quickly. He did not make the guests wait. Instead, he immediately slaughtered calf, had it cooked, and presented it to the guests. Therefore, we should host a guest as soon as they arrive. We should offer them water, have tea made, or prepare food, depending on the situation. Let me share with you those acts where we need to be quick. The pious saints, the noble servants of Allah, have stated, being hasty is satanic act, but speed must be shown in six things. What are they? When time of prayer starts, it is necessary to be quick in offering the prayer. Otherwise, shaitan will make you lazy and prayer will be missed. Number two, in burying the deceased. If someone dies, you need to bury the dead body as soon as possible. Number three, when a girl reaches maturity, her marriage should be performed quickly. If a debt has been taken and one has the power to pay it back, it should be paid quickly. If a sin is committed, one should be quick in performing repentance, tawbah. You should not delay tawbah. And number six is when a guest arrives, food should be served to them quickly. You should not delay this. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq that whatever six things which we have learned today, we need to be performing them as quick as possible. Respectfully, the third etiquette which we would like to discuss in this program today regarding hospitality is, which we also learned from the seer of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, that one should host the guest personally. Look, Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam is Prophet of Allah and had thousands of followers. Despite this, he slaughtered the calf himself and was personally busy in taking care of the guest. Obviously, if you need some items to cook, you can ask your kids. They can get it for you from the marketplace if they are mature enough. But one should try to physically take part in the hospitality himself. Recently, the spiritual guide Amir of Ahlul Sunnah, Dawat Barakatul Aliyah, invited the muftis of Darul Iftar, Ahlul Sunnah, to his home. Remember, Amir of Ahlul Sunnah is of an advanced age, and naturally, there are health issues related to his age. Furthermore, he is a big sheikh, spiritual guide, and many of the guests present were his followers, disciples, murids. Despite this, the age, humility of Amir of Ahlul Sunnah and his love for the scholars is worth praising. He made the mufti sit at the dining mat and personally placed the food trays on the mat with his own hands, hosting the muftis in a wonderful manner. In the same way, we should also come forward when guests arrive. We should do as much as we can ourselves to arrange their hospitality. If possible, we should set the dining mat ourselves and place the food on it. If we respect the guests in this way, inshallah, we will receive reward. Respect viewers, today, alhamdulillah, we learned few etiquettes of hospitality, manners. And we learned the fact, if we just recap what we have learned so far, we should honor the guest, we should respect the guest, we should be hospitable to everyone, not necessarily to those we only know. If any stranger comes and if it is safe to do hospitality, then we should extend our generosity towards that guest. Inshallah, we will be rewarded. Respective viewers, time is up. That's all for today. We will be back, inshallah, with some more etiquettes next time. Keep watching. Another ETM. Keep reciting Salat upon Nabi. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Their coming carries risk. You did not plan. Their leaving brings mercy from Ar-Rahman. Mm-hmm.